Today, we continue with lesson 107 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. Today, we begin the 26th perek with the first and second Mishnayos of the 26th perek. So it's perek Chavov, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is discussing various Kalim, which have a lace, like a shoelace, around them so that they can be opened or closed by tightening or loosening the lace. So one of these Kalim is a shoe, which is called Sandal Imki. It is called Imki, some say, because that's where it's manufactured, in a kfar, in a small village called Imki, which is somewhere in the northern Eretz Yisrael near Akko. And some say it's called Sandal Imki because it's the kind of a shoe which is worn by in a land which is deep, a person's going deep in valleys or wherever. The main point is that this sandal is a very simple, primitive shoe. It's basically a piece of leather which has laces looped into it so that all you have to do is wrap the leather around your foot and tighten the laces and you have a kind of a shoe around your feet. Or v'kis shel shenotzos, if you have a little purse which also around its rim there are loops, and through the loops you put ritzuos, you put straps, you put laces. So here too, when you pull the laces, the kiss closes. Rabbi Yehuda adds to the list, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Kefifo Mitzris, a type of basket which is made of woven branches of a dekel tree, and this too is held together, rather it, around it is a type of a lace or rope, which when you tighten it, it closes this basket. When you loosen it, the basket opens. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel adds yet another, a fourth item to this list, af sandal lodiki kiyotze vohem. The sandal, a type of shoe, which is made in the town of Lutkeye, which is in Syria, approximately where Syria is today, has the same halacha. All of these simple kelim, hare elu mitame'in umitaharin shelo b'umon. Umon is a craftsman, a skilled laborer for whom, and there are certain types of kelim that only a skilled laborer can put them together, and only a skilled laborer, an umon, can take them apart. But these objects, sandalimki, kishel shnotzos, kvifa mitzris, and sandalodiki, they are so primitive and such simple kalim that even a person who's not an umon, mitamein, he can construct them and make them into kalim by simply by manipulating the lace or the string, and therefore he makes it into a kalim even if the person is an absolute hedyot, not at all skilled. Umitaharin, and similarly, it's easy to take apart these kalim and to make and to reduce them to just shivrei kalim, and therefore, in the process, they become tohor. So that's the meaning of harei elu mitam in the above kalim can become roi lekabolas tuma umitaharin, or when they are tome, the tuma can be undone and they can become tohor even by a person who's not at all skilled, who's a hedyot, not an umon, because he can make them roi lekabel tuma simply by inserting the lace and tightening it, and then they become leather items with a clay kibble, which can receive and contain a foot or coins or whatever one puts into them. Similarly, if he unties this lace and removes the lace, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to do that, they become tohar, they're no longer mekabel tumah. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama of Mishnah Aleph. Along comes Rabbi Yossi and disagrees. Omar Rabbi Yossi, v'halo kol ha-kelim mitame'in u'mitaharin shelo b'umon. If any person, even if he's not at all skilled, believe me, I am not a skilled craftsman when it comes to the work of my hands, but I too can take a piece of clay and mold it and shape it and make a kli out of it. And similarly, I can certainly take a ceramic cup, which is royal lekabel tuma, and smash it against the wall, and it's now a broken kli and is no longer mekabel tuma. You don't have to be an uman for that, argues Rabbi Yossi. But, says Rabbi Yossi, aval elu, the particular kelim listed in our Mishnah, sandalimki, kishel shnotzos, kvifa mitzvah, sandal lodiki, that they have a different halacha to them. Afal pi, shehein, mutorin, even when they are untied, the laces loosened, temein, they're still mekabel tuma. Why? Shehahedjot yochol lahachziram. Any person can just put the lace back in and make it into a kli. So therefore, since it's so easy to reconstitute these kelim, even when they are mutorin, when they are open and loosened, anybody can tighten them. So even when they're loosened, they're mekabel tuma. Lo omru elo bechfifa mitzris. However, Rabbi Yossi says, the Chachamim only said that the undoing or loosening of the Ritzuos makes a Kli no longer a Kli. That's true with the Chafifa Mitzris. Sha'af ha'umon ein yachol lahachzira. The Chafifa Mitzris, this type of basket, is the reed around it, which by tightening it or loosening it, you open or close the basket, that can only be inserted in the basket with great difficulty. So there, where even the human can't easily reconstitute the basket, if it's loosened from its schnozos, from its loops or laces, is a tahor when those laces are removed. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis continues with this kis shel shnotzos, this little purse made of a piece of leather, which the ends of which are lifted up, and around the ends you have little loops, and through the loops you put laces. So, says the our Mishnah Beis, kis shel shnotzos shenitlu shnotzov, where you remove the lace, you remove its straps, tome, it is still mekabel tumah. The Mefarshim explain that the Tanakhama in the previous Mishnah will agree with what we just said, because we're speaking here in a situation where these straps or laces have not been completely removed. They are still stitched onto the ends of the purse, but they are removed from the loops, from the lulaos, from the loops which were keeping them in place. But they are still attached to the kiss. So the Chachamim say, in such a case, it is mekabel tuma. Whereas Rav Yossi will say, even if the ritzuos, the laces, are completely detached from the ore, still it's mekabel tuma, Rav Yossi from the first Mishnah would say, because it's so easy to reinsert these laces. The Mishnah then continues, nifshat, if you have this kiss, which again was a piece of leather whose ends were lifted up and loops were sewn onto the rim of the piece of leather, and lace was looped through those loops in such a way that it now could function as a purse if you simply tighten the lace. However, suppose nifshat, suppose you just take this kiss and flatten it out, so now it is just a strip of leather with no base kibul, tohor. It's not mekabel tuma, because it's just a flat piece of hide and nothing more. Some mefarshim understand that the previous Mishnah was talking of a situation where the hide was flattened out, and the ritzuos were removed from the lulaos, the lace was removed from the loops, but the ritsuos were still tied or sewn to the edge of the hide, of the leather. Then there's a machlokes, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, that Chachamim would say, even then the kiss is tahor, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still tameh. But our Mishnah is speaking in a situation where the ritsuos or lace is completely removed from the hide, and all you have is a flat piece of leather with no lace attached to it at all. In such a situation, everyone agrees that it is not, there's no Beis Kibbul, and it is not Mekabel Tumah. Now, the Mishnah continues. Suppose you have this flat piece of hide, of leather, and Tola Olav es hamatleis milimaton. You attach to it at the bottom of this, what was previously the bottom of the purse, which is now just the center of the flat piece of leather, you put a little patch onto it. A patch of leather onto the strip of leather. So now, even when it is lying flat, it still has a small base kibble, because onto that patch you can put something. And therefore, tomei, it is mikabel tuma, because in such a situation, it is still considered to have a base kibble, although a very, very base kibble with very limited function. The Mishnah concludes, kis litoch kis. Suppose you have one kis, one purse inside another purse. Shenitmo echod mehem b'mashke, a special halacha of mashkim temeim, and remember, mashkim temeim are metame even kelim, but since they are only metame kelim midrabbonon, we are lenient with regard to objects which are have become tome through mashkim temeim. So if you have a kis letoch kis, lo, and one of them, the inner one or the outer one, becomes tomei because it came into contact with mashkim temeim, lo nitmo chavero. So the other kiss does not become tomei too, because since the tumah of these kelim through tumas mashkim is only midivrei sofrim, therefore we are lenient and we do not consider a kiss betoch kiss to be a chibur. We don't consider the inner and the outer kisim to be attached to one another. The Mishnah goes on with yet another halacha. Tzror har margolis. Suppose you have a piece of leather, but it's used to wrap in it a gem, a pearl or diamond, something very, very precious. So usually this patch of leather, which is wrapped around a margolis, which is wrapped around a valuable gem, holds that gem protected for a long period of time. So in the process, a beis kibbul of a sort is kind of engraved into the hide. The hide is wrapped tightly around this margolis, so now the hide, the leather, has a beis kibbul. So therefore, even when you remove the margolis, still, this flat piece of ore looks somewhat like a kiss. It does have a base kibble. And as long as it's not stretched out flat, it is still mekabel tuma. However, tzror hamos, if all you kept in this flat piece of leather was coins, you wrapped coins in the leather, and the coins are not kept for a long time. You know the terms that ma'os lahotso nitnu, money is meant to be spent, not to be stored. So it's roha ma'os, Rabbi Eliezer mitame. Rabbi Eliezer still considers that since it's containing coins, the coins will shape into the leather a sort of a base kibble, so that even when the coins are removed, it still has a base kibble and a metame mekabel tumah. But the Chachamim mitarim, the Chachamim say, no, it's not mekabel tumah, because as opposed to a tzror shel margolis, which is where the margolis is kept in the tzror for a long time, the tzror of most, the most are not kept for a long time. Money is made to be spent. Coins are meant to be spent. And therefore, it's not kept in there a long enough time to form a base kibble. Take out the ma'os, and easily it becomes again a flat piece of leather without a base kibble, and is not mekabel tumah, and the halacha is like the chachamim in this regard. And so we have completed Mishnayos Aleph and Beis of the 26th Perek, and the process have concluded lesson number 107.